Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. And we talked pretty much the last hour about dads and what family, how families can benefit, how kids benefit from having dads in the household. But one thing we're sort of all dealing with right now is this COVID thing, and I've been curious what the effects would be, because obviously when things change, and generally for the negative, you're going to see some people are sort of on the edge of suicide, commit suicide. You're going to see people who are on the edge of alcoholism slip into alcoholism. You're going to see those alcoholics who are on the edge of child beating beat children or wives or whatever. You're going to see these unpleasant situations result in unpleasant things. And while we're worrying about whether or not somebody at a party is going to, you know, be the patient zero that causes grandma to die earlier, because grandma's going to die, so are you. And that's the reality. We also, what the seen and the unseen of it is that when you lock people in their houses, it means they can't escape whatever their demons might be.
So last week I said that there was 70,000 deaths of despair since this had started, and you said that seems improbable, and I had that one a little wrong. So I've got this article from Forbes here. A projected 75,000 deaths of despair could result from coronavirus pandemic impact. And it goes everywhere from 28,000 to over 150,000, caused mostly by economic failure with massive unemployment, mandated social isolation for months and possible residual isolation for years, and uncertainty caused by the sudden emergence of a novel, previously unknown microbe.
Okay, so help me out with that. They're projecting an amount of people will die due to some bad thing. They're calling it deaths of despair.
Yeah, so deaths of despair, pretty much what you were talking about right there, especially a higher rate of suicide, overdose of drugs, overdose of alcohol, all of those things.
Yeah, it's really weird having to explain to leftists who are in large part who is supporting the lockdown that poverty has negative externalities. Until 3 months ago, that was kind of their thing. There's a clip of Elizabeth Warren somewhere saying that, you know, the tax cuts that the Republicans want to put through are blood money and will be paid for with American lives because they're going to have to cut programs. Not having resources, pretty... I mean, they're not wrong about the poverty equals bad equation. They're wrong about what you should do about that. It's just blatantly obvious that a lack of resources will lead to bad results.
So the what you'll find is that Democrats want to blame Republicans for bad economies because for whatever reason the president is responsible for the economy. Now, when George Bush was in office, 6 of those 8 years, it was a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican White House. So, hard to shed that one. However, Clinton gets a lot of credit for 1 year, there wasn't a deficit. Now, Americans don't seem to know what the difference between a debt and a deficit is. It's just a deficit is a year that you add to the debt as opposed to subtracting from it. So, whoop-de-doo! Washington, D.C. was responsible for 1 year in the last 30.
Well, and that's part of the issue, too, is the the perception of infinite resources. And most people tend to equate money with resources in their own minds. So since we can just print as much as we want and go into deeper and deeper debt, and obviously, as you pointed out, we're used to increasing that debt every single year and never actually paying it off, which makes you wonder what it is.
Since do they the debt not is acknowledge inflation, though? Because that would seem contrary to that position.
Inflation is not something well known. I mean,
no, people think inflation means prices go up.
Okay, yeah, that is true.
Inflation is
if
inflation.
If they know what it is at all.
Right. I think that, okay, so I would say that it's probably true. They don't know what inflation really is. If they do know what it is, they believe it to be prices going up, which is, in fact, a symptom of inflation rather than inflation itself. And this is one thing the economists that are on the Austrian side really get right and is often obscured by the economists that sort of don't call themselves Austrians.
And that's one of those things that's especially pertinent as we get better and better technology, because if you keep prices exactly the same when we got so much technology that it was easier and easier to produce, that is, you can't even see that change. That's a change that it would have been half the price to get milk, to get bread, to get eggs, to get all of these things. And instead of having that, we printed off so much money that it stays the exact same price.
Right. And that's basically it. Presumably, as time goes by, we're going to get better and better at bread making. There'll be new bread making technology out there. And that would then drive down the cost of loaves of bread. Now, maybe, maybe people want to see consistent raises and this sorts of things. This is the trick of inflation, is that humans like to have steady progress in a positive direction. Even people who are rotten employees want to get paid more and more as time goes by. Well, the nice thing about inflation, inflating the money supply, making money worth less and less over time, is it is easier to pay rotten employees more money.
And pay more and you get less.
Right. Because, some people would say that, that employees are paying, that they're getting paid less than they were 20 or 30 years ago or these sorts of things. And it's interesting to watch the economists argue over this. But median household income is going up. Still.
In nominal dollars or in actual
purchasing power?
Yeah, I believe that's in purchasing power. And I would have to, I wasn't prepared for that particular factoid, and I'd have to look it up during the break just to make sure that I've got it exactly right. But
and one of the biggest issues of this is that people do not renegotiate their wages very often. I mean, it's hard to do. It's demanding. You kind of risk your profession at that point if you're going to renegotiate. So most people don't renegotiate very often. A lot of it's a job gets reevaluated on a six-month or a yearly basis or what have you.
Well, and so that's the purpose of doing that. The corporations have the six-month and annual evaluations so that people won't ask for raises.
Right. So
is that the reason?
What other reason would it be?
It's a good tactic for that purpose, that's for sure.
Well, I don't have a lot of experience in this realm. So I spent, the last X number of years, like 15 years working for myself, and if I wanted a raise, I needed to go out and get more advertisers for Free Talk Live. Prior to that, I worked as an ad salesperson in radio and print, and as a salesperson, you go out and you get more clients if you want a raise. So prior to that, as far as raises go, I can recall back in like sort of my teen years, as far as raises, and my boss gave me raises regularly. I never asked for them. The one time I asked was I was like 15 years old, and I had been getting paid in store credit to work at a comic book store, and magazine and gaming and all that stuff, which is a great job for a teenager, and a 15-year-old generally doesn't have a job. But I was getting frustrated that I didn't have cash. I wanted cash. And I was so bad at sharing my emotions or whatever. I just sort of, wrote this sort of letter that I was like weeping as I handed over. And, she was ready to do this anyway to start paying me cash. But so I don't have a lot of experience.
Shows you how hard it can be to renegotiate even for a simple thing that they want to do.
Yeah. I just don't have any ideas in that area. I think when I'm dealing with people that I pay fairly, but what do they think? I don't know. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Alvin O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
When we adopted Buddy, who is a lab, we didn't know that he can't eat like a normal dog. He has to eat sitting up, sit-ups, so just put him down. His life expectancy maximum is 3 years. Well, he's 6 years old now, and I attribute most of that to Dinovite and a lot of love.
Dinovite .com.
I heard about Dinovite on the radio and started mixing it in with his food, and it's changed everything.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Yes, he has a nice shiny coat. Yes, it helps with keeping a good, healthy weight on him. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dinovite.
Dinovite for life.
We take him to the vet now, and they can't believe it. I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And COVID-19 has changed a lot of things. The government's reaction to COVID-19 probably changed a lot more than we care to say, but one thing that appears to be going, that is going on, we know what's going on, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival and its sister event, Fork Fest. They're going on from June the 29th, tomorrow is June the 22nd. It starts June the 22nd for Pork Fest, then Fork Fest starts June the 29th, and then they all wrap up by June the 5th. And I'm not sure which one is going on at what time or anything like that. Believe me, there's a fun time had by all at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you want to find out more, go to porkfest.com, forkfest.party, and it's a great event, and probably one of the few libertarian events that are going on this year, and Free Talk Live will be there, starting the broadcast on Tuesday, the 23rd. So, let's talk to
you. Events at all going on. Libertarian or otherwise.
Very few. We will be going to Freedom Fest, which is happening. Oh, by the way, Freedom Fest had an email attack. I couldn't even believe it. This lame email went out that's sort of like, Freedom Fest is canceled. And then, but it didn't have any graphics or anything. It was really strange. And then Freedom Fest sent out an email right after that saying, ignore this, and it's going to be great.
I blame that on the FBI because the NSA would have graphics.
Could be.
Outsourcing our trolling to bots. That's just bad craftsmanship.
Yeah, I think it might be. Let's go to Jerome calling in South Carolina. We will talk about these deaths of despair here coming up. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to, the lady that's with y'all tonight.
Melanie?
Melanie. You know, one of my best friends, his girlfriend was named Melanie a long time ago. She was from Utah. Anyway, when they talk about the left, do people on the right, I assume she's on the right. If she's not on the left, she has to be on the left.
Well, hold on a second. Melanie, are you on the left or the right?
If I have to choose between one of those two groups of people, I'll go hang out with the right. I'm an anarchist, so there's that.
Right. Well, I didn't want to cast aspersions on you. I'm glad you cleared that up. But do people on the right, do they ever take blame for anything, man? I mean, you got Trump.
Oh, no, nobody does.
No. But there are more right-wing talk shows on than left-wing, okay?
And they never take blame for anything. Political talk shows.
They never take blame for anything. Hey, all these people get up and brag about the economy, and now he's still trying to brag. But guess what? There ain't nothing to brag about, man. And then he's telling people about cut back on the testing. Oh, so in other words, you want people to die, huh? You want people to walk around not knowing what their condition is. Did you hear about the comedian D.L. Hughley collapsed on stage?
Oh, my.
Okay?
No, I didn't know that.
The guy found out he's COVID-19 positive. He said he had no symptoms. He looked like he was dying on stage. They had to rush him to the hospital on stage. I mean, this guy says he cut back on the testing, and people are supposed to laugh about that. I don't find that funny at all. Okay?
That's I don't know why that would be a joke.
Well, I know that Trump said something about cutting back on testing and then tried to walk it back by calling it a joke. I don't know whether it was a joke or not.
Oh, Trump said it was, okay. Well, yeah, Trump's just insane, though, so... I mean,
well, you asked if they take responsibility for when they're wrong. I mean, how is that going to get them votes?
Exactly.
Left or right?
The only ones that lie all the time are the left. The right never lies. Or at least, like I said, they never admit the lying. Okay.
The accusation is that people are partisans and that partisans can't see, the other side. Have you ever thought, what do you think the best thing about the people on the right is the terminology you're using at this time? So what do you think the best thing about sort of the righties and their philosophy is?
Can you give me a couple of weeks and I'll call you back after I figure out how I'm about to answer that? Because as of right now, I can't see anything good about right-wing people. Okay. Oh, by the way. Okay.
Here, let me try. So would you call me a righty?
I don't know you that well.
Well, you listen enough.
Look, I don't know you that well. Okay. Look, I'm trying to be friends with you, okay?
I know, and hey, I think you're a good caller, Jerome. You're not going to get cut off. You don't have to be friends with me.
I vouch for Mark not being an extremist.
Okay. But the thing was with Barr and the attorneys that they fired, didn't you hear that big ball fist like Trump said? He said he had nothing to do with it. And they'll say, oh, he tried for months to get this guy fired, and he's the one hired him. And not only that, the guy contributed to Trump's campaign. Well, hey, by the way, can you take that knife out your back now? Oh, okay, and then you got Barr. Oh, I can't wait to see him testify.
I think one of the biggest indictments against the Trump administration is, in fact, how many people he's gone through. If he's supposed to be this great businessman, and that's the claim, right?
Lost
Trump's
a
great
dollars.
Businessman. But, well, that's the claim.
Lost $1 million.
Right. Who knows? God knows.
He's great at filing bankruptcy is what he's great at.
But he should be good at hiring managers. And that's what a president's job is. You'd think he'd do better than that. You wouldn't think he'd be firing people all the time.
Well, I wouldn't, because he had businesses fail all the time.
So, I mean, I'm not looking for Biden. I'm not looking for Trump. I'm voting for George Jorgensen if I vote at all.
Did you hear the reporter ask him? So why you keep calling these people wackos and crazies, but yet you keep hiring them? All he did was walk away.
This is the guy who said, I'm going to drain the swamp. And what's the first thing he does? Hire everyone who used to work there.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely the truth. Thank you for the call, Jerome. Appreciate it. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I do... Look, there's things about the Trump administration I like. He tends to seem to want to solve problems on an international scale, and I like my presidents to be focused outward. Right, that's their job. They're the CEO of the nation. They should be paying attention to how the nation interacts with other nations. They shouldn't be internally focused. That's the job of, frankly, Congress. Congress makes the budget. Any issues that are going on with the economy should be addressed by Congress, the representatives of the people, whereas the president is the commander-in-chief. The one thing that is clearly defined in the law is that he's the commander-in-chief of the Constitution. So I'm concerned about how does he interact with other countries, and by interact I mean who does he want to drop bombs on. And Trump doesn't seem to be that interested in dropping bombs comparatively.
It seems
unless
to me,
we've already started.
It seems to me that he only bombs the places that they make him bomb. Obviously, I'm not privy to that, but that's what it seems like from the outside.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to public health experts, the U.S. may not be experiencing a second wave of coronavirus cases because the first wave isn't over yet. But White House advisor Peter Navarro tells CNN's State of the Union they're on top of it.
We are filling the stockpile in anticipation of a possible problem in the fall. We're doing everything we can beneath the surface, working as hard as we possibly can.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is calling for investigations into the firing of the U.S. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
I'm asking the Senate Judiciary Committee to open an investigation and use its subpoena power. I'm asking the Justice Department Office of Professional Responsibility to investigate wrongdoing within the Justice Department. I am asking the Inspector General in the Justice Department as well.
Democrats accuse Attorney General William Barr of doing President Trump's bidding and not the country's. This is USA Radio News. A top House Democrat is again talking about impeachment, but this time it's not about President Trump. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York, says Attorney General Bill Barr deserves to be impeached, but he says it won't happen, as he says the effort would be a waste of time because the Senate is still controlled by Republicans. He spoke after Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Nadler's home state, was fired by the administration. Nadler says his committee will look at the firing at a hearing on Wednesday, though. Whether Berman will be there, Nadler told CNN.
We have invited Berman, and I'm sure he will. I don't know about Wednesday, but I'm sure he will testify.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Speaking of events, we're going to ForkFest here coming the day after tomorrow. Well, Ian's leaving tomorrow morning. But after that, we will be headed off to Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas following Freedom Fest. It's a busy time for Free Talk Live over the next 4 weeks. So Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas are on July the 18th and 19th. And these events are out in Las Vegas, you guessed. And they, you can find their websites. I'll give them to you here in just a second. The cost is remarkably inexpensive at $20.20 per event. So that's as cheap as it gets for a libertarian event. And great folks going to be there. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergun... Oh, I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it. Sergunyena, Lynn Albrecht, Jim Bell, Lee Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards. And then at Anarcho Vegas, it'll be Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, and Amanda Rockwitz. Ernie Hancock, and more. And like I said, 2020, just go to the websites anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. Use code FTL. You get 10% off your VIP tickets. Now, they're not giving you 10% off the regular $20.20 tickets because, I mean, really, seriously, you need $2 off that price. It's July 18th and 19th. And you can join us at Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas in Las Vegas, and it should be a fun event. Let's go to JB calling in from Tennessee. JB, you're on Free Talk Live. JB, can you hear me now?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'll give you this. You let me on the air.
I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we used to have a guy on the radio at this time slot. It was some sports guy. You know, I used to think of myself as a libertarian, left, almost borderline anarchist until I heard you guys. Now, I've owned and operated a business for 45 years, and you are totally clueless.
Okay.
All of you.
All right.
Now, you have no
clue. What is it about?
Clue.
What is about what?
Most everything in general. I wish you'd leave my radio station, 102.3 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can just go away. You can just do nothing that make me mad. You know? Oh,
but yet you still keep listening.
That's only because I listen to Rush Limbaugh at 6:03 in the morning.
Okay, so physics does not dictate that you listen to FTL if you listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, you guys, have you ever owned a business?
I own Free Talk Live. I mean, it's a radio show.
You own more than I do, but, you know, you've never run a business.
Well.
You never made a payroll, have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
You know, you denigrate our president. You run down our country.
Ah, we're talking about Trump. Okay.
No apparent reason. You know.
You said you considered yourself a borderline anarchist before, and your problem with us is that we don't like countries.
No, I'm not saying. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
I have a problem with government interference with my business.
Same here.
Yeah, we're pretty against regulation on this show.
All agreed.
Yeah. But some of the things, you know, 3 months ago, you guys were talking about people that own businesses and have no right to businesses. You know, I turn you on because I come in at 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
I don't think anybody ever said that on this show. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
I can't address
yourself.
JB, I can't address what happened 3 months ago because I don't know specifically what you're talking about, but it doesn't sound... I mean, I think that you should be able to open the business to do whatever business you want to do, and you'll either be successful or you'll fail, and the marketplace will decide that. It would generally be my opinion on business.
45 years, I've been pretty successful.
Excellent. You shan't have me besmirch your serving your customers.
When you denigrate people that work for a living, you...
Are we talking about Trump now?
What?
Are we talking about Trump?
You'd said denigrate you'd said denigrate earlier about the president, so we were just checking if that was the same.
Well, you do denigrate Trump, and you do denigrate his supporters, and I am one. He wasn't my first choice, but you know what? He's the only choice.
Did I not just, hold on, JB, that kind of partisan bullcrap is the kind of thing that gets me really upset. Look, I just went on the air and I said I like Trump because he is the America's CEO and he bombs fewer people in foreign countries. Like, that is literally what I just finished saying. And,
I heard you.
Yeah. And,
I heard
and then,
you. And you said it with tongue in cheek.
What?
You said it tongue in cheek.
You don't know what I'm thinking. I literally, that's the reason I like Trump. I think he's a better peace candidate. I'm terrified that Joe Biden's demented butt is going to get us into a war with Russia over nothing. That literally is the reason that I prefer Trump over the two. If you put a gun to my head, I would pick Trump over Biden. Mind you, I will not be voting for him because I don't vote for people that drop bombs on people, and Trump has done that. But I will vote for Joe Jorgensen.
Trump has dropped bombs on people that hate the U.S. of A.
I don't really care how they feel about the government of America.
Yeah, that's not, like, a good reason. You don't just get to kill people who hate your organization.
I'll kill your ass if you kill me. Try to kill me.
Yeah,
you know?
Different than hate.
There's no terrorists coming after you in Tennessee.
There's nothing about hate. There's nothing. There's no hate.
You said he only drops bombs on people who hate the USA as if that was a justification. That is an incredibly low standard.
That's a justification for me.
Yeah, bombs don't know.
For me.
7-year-olds don't know, don't hate America, okay? They're just the children.
They're in the car with their father that hates America, and he's trying to kill us. That's good enough.
That is a horrifying opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's your opinion. That's your opinion.
I see. It's my opinion that your opinion is horrifying. Yes.
Is a pretty indefensible position regardless. Bombing seven-year-olds because they hate something.
You hate me on your radio?
Let me tell you something. That is you have made an argument there that's not indefensible. You're saying that because the seven-year-old's father hates America, that somehow collateral damage is going to take care of the seven-year-old. That's not right. If we kill the father and the seven-year-old's in the way, I hate that. But that's not right.
I don't know which fathers hate America and which ones don't. And the idea that the government kills people without trials is a real problem. And the reason the government has to kill people, the state has to kill people without trials, is because the United States is off in everybody's business in 1,000 military bases in 150 countries. That's not what George Washington imagined.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Who was going to bring 25,000 troops home from Germany this week?
I thought that was 5,000.
Did, because talking about what you're going to do isn't really...
What?
I didn't see 25,000. I thought that was like 8,000.
25,000 troops coming home. Let me tell you something about George Washington. You may know a little bit about him. I know a lot about him.
Excellent.
Okay?
Do tell.
Okay, well, you know what the punishment for crimes against the crown were?
Yeah, they were going to hang separately.
Let me tell you about it. They're going to drag him on horseback behind a horse, drag him to their hanging place. They're going to hang him. They're going to cut him down before they die. They're going to disembowel him. They're going to burn their intestines before they cut their heads off. And after that, they're going to chop off their arms and legs and put them in separate places.
You're dead pretty early in that process. It doesn't matter what happens after that.
And he still said that we shouldn't be caught in entangling alliances in Europe. So I presume he just means the rest of the world. Or went. Thank you for the call, though, JB. Do appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about Intercoin. This is a company we've recently partnered up with here on Free Talk Live, and I couldn't be more happy about it. Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions, and often they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open web-based decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google, and now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that are threatened in the internet today and in the real world. And we think that's really important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think that freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project, and if you looked earlier and found that the investment brackets were too high, look again at intercoin.org, because they have made it possible now for the little guys to get involved, and you could make big gains, or you could just be involved and perhaps shape the future over there at intercoin.org. You don't have to have money to be involved, but I think that this is it's a very exciting technology. Will it change the world? Well, I can only hope. Let's go to the phones. We've got Phil calling in from North Carolina. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi there, guys. Thank you for taking my call there. I just want to make this short and sweet. I just want to say a little something. Barack Obama is an illegal alien. We all know it, and I don't hear enough people talking about it.
Well, does it matter now? I mean, he was president for 8 years.
He's an illegal alien. Where was he born? Hawaii, was it?
That's the claim. He did show a certificate of live birth.
He's not even in America. He's an illegal alien.
Well, it did kind of get annexed.
And I don't hear... I'm on the radio! Be quiet! I'm on the phone!
Do better than that, y'all. That was weak.
You think that's a disparagement against just sort of country folks generally? you know, like they're dumb and they don't know geography. I don't know. Anyway, let's go to Creighton calling in from Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
You get all kinds, don't you?
Yes, we do. That's open lines, phones, you know.
Aliens from Hawaii.
I wanted to revisit a little topic that Mark, my spirit host, brought up last night about how the masks have actually increased our freedom in America.
Because, yeah, Ian didn't like that one.
well, they never do, but it's the reality, because I was thinking about it, and I realized, yes, you're right, that back in February when it was cold, I would wear a scarf across my face, but if I walked into a even a convenience store, a grocery store, I'd have to immediately remove that mask so that my face below my nose was visible to the camera.
Well, yeah, because it looks like you're about to rob the place.
Yeah,
because it's not 10 below inside.
But but the point is that at least 20 years, cash has not been anonymous. Because if they really wanted to, they could find out exactly who you were because of all the digital cameras that have existed in every school in America, every bank. And because of the mask, I can walk into my bank. Like you said yesterday, I can walk into a bank wearing a mask, which would have gotten me shot in February.
Yeah, I don't think it would have gotten you shot. It might have gotten you kicked out.
Yeah, I think
we're talking about like a branch and not like the Federal Reserve.
Oh, you don't know where I live. I guarantee you that walking into a bank in February wearing a full face covering would have been dangerous to my health.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, that's fair. I
like
am making some assumptions about where you are. that's fair.
So when I think about this is, I mean, what makes sense is we currently have cameras on the side of the interstate and cop cars that are worked into a system that is constantly checking all the license plates that go by. Now, the police officers can't. They can't write that down and then find out who goes where. But computers can place on maps where a given, you know, a car is going at a given time. And pretty soon they've got patterns and they know what you're doing and where you're going. When
it's
you can couple. Yep. You couple that to the facial recognition software, and now you know where they are when they're on foot, too. And if now, I don't know whether this is true, but think about how many cameras are in America. Let's say that the people who work for the government have access to half of them. Oh, my God. If they can get everybody's face at that point, they've got all your patterns down. I mean, this whole minority report.
I don't think
report,
they need your face. Like, I think they might just be testing if they can how well they can track people without your full face. They can definitely track you without your full face.
Certainly
the eyes
the
are not
face.
Enough.
Maybe I'm just ignorant on this, but who's getting arrested for having a bandana over their face?
Well, not yet. But
I mean, before all of this started. Like, before all of this started, I mean, you could have a bandana over your face and walk down the street, and no one's going to be upset by it.
Down the street. Yeah. Down
okay.
the street. But
driving,
as soon as
walking.
To engage in any kind of interaction, any kind of business interaction, you're on camera.
If they're used to getting robbed, then yeah, they will want to see your face.
But not now.
Even if they're not used to getting robbed.
Well, I think that presents a very interesting opportunity for people who like robbing places.
Well, one wonders whether armed robbery is going to go up. Because right now, in America, in many places in America, you can both carry a gun and wear a mask into pretty much any business in America. And it's fascinating to me. This is just a fascinating social experiment. Here in New Hampshire, where we have constitutional carry. You can walk into a bank with a concealed carry firearm and a mask over your face and, I mean, just do transactions. It's so strange. And I guess that I'm going to call that a freedom that we didn't have before. So, anyway, Creighton, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dylan calling in from Florida. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to make a quick little response to the, I believe the second to last caller who said something about Barack Obama.
The crank caller?
I wouldn't even know if it's like a crank or not, because I'm sure there's people out there that would.
It's true, I swear. He's an illegal alien. I'm on the phone.
The line between satire and reality gets thinner and thinner every day, I tell you.
I'm on the phone! What is that? Is that,
I mean, crank calls are not a new concept. Y'all just suck at it.
Yeah, there's, what is it, the Jerky Boys. Go listen to this stuff. It is absolute genius.
I mean, there are entire channels that are decades old that are dedicated to doing nothing but crank calls.
Yeah. And, look, I like a good crank, and I don't think those are the worst cranks that we've ever had on Food
Talk. Well, no, but that's not saying a whole lot.
No, it's not. So, yeah, I was just thinking during the break there how difficult it is being a libertarian talk show host, because when the president's a Republican, everybody calls you a liberal, and when the president's a Democrat, everybody calls you a conservative, and... You know, I mean, critiquing the most powerful office in the land isn't a personal affront. Really. I get it. Come November, is it 5th, 4th, 3rd this year? I don't know. The first Tuesday in November, whatever the date might be, come that day, you're going to make a decision. Or you're not. You're just not going to. Half of the nation's not even going to bother voting. But many of us will make a decision as to which crooked old pervert they would prefer to have. Now, personally, I'm not going to make that decision unless they do one of the things that, you know, forces me to abide by my word and vote for one of them. And I've said here on the air that I would do so. But I'm going to vote for George Jorgensen, the libertarian for president, because, well, not a crooked old pervert. Good enough for me. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.